up, guys? Coach Theo here. I'm so excited to share my new platform, ChristianMensHealth.com. If you haven't checked it out yet, make sure you do. Great new content coming up. Such a God thing that it was even created. So much more to come. If you got this on the website from the podcast, that's amazing. If you didn't, then make sure you go there because there's a lot more content at that site. Also, don't forget to check out FMUFitness.com. That's our gym. Today, what I want to talk to you about is, so you want to own a gym. Also, real quick, I'm recording this double whammy. Got to do it in the sauna, my infrared sauna, as I'm doing therapy right now. So if the sound quality sounds a little bit weird, it's just because, sometimes you're short on time. And the message has to get out there. So you got to double it up. And right now, while I do some therapy, I want to get this message out. I talk to a lot of young people about wanting to become a trainer and thinking they want to own a gym. And I always say, hold on really quick. Let me tell you what's about to happen. I want you to know everything. I'm not going to sugarcoat anything. I want you to know the reality of what it's going to take. I did a quick little 2-minute visual of a typical day in the life. That's on our website. So if you found this on ChristianMensHealth.com, then you might have seen it. If not, you can go check it out. It gives you a little visual of one of my long days. But what I'll do is I'm going to walk you through it. Let me see if I can do this rapid fire, walk you through a typical day. And then I want to talk about three things, mainly three things. You know, you want the freedom of owning a business. I get that. But I want to talk to you about the schedule. It's not always ideal, and you're pretty much always on. Number two, you want to be successful, you want to make money, and it can happen, but I want to tell you the reality of that too, that it takes time, it takes sacrifice, and I want to talk to you about the concept of when you train, 1 hour is not 1 hour, and I'll explain that. And then I want to talk to you about your passion to want to change the world. It's amazing. You got to stay with that. I love it. But there's also a reality that sometimes people don't want to change even if they tell you they want to. And I'll walk you through how hard it is sometimes working with people because you can't take it personal. Because some people, no matter what they say, they're just not going to apply what you tell them. And it can be frustrating at first, but it doesn't have to be. So we'll talk about that. But first, let me walk you through a typical day. Let's do this rapid fire style. So here's a long day, a split shift, and usually, right now for me, it's still 3 days a week. You know, you wake up early, you come in 5:30 a.m. in the morning. First class is starting at 5:40, and you've got to get your energy up. You better have made sure you slept good. You got a group of gamers. They're waking up early. They want to get it done, and they want to come in earlier. But I just tell them, look, I got a big schedule, so 5:40 is the earliest I'm getting in. You got a sweet, huge group of 20 people. You run them through a workout. Phenomenal. Once you shut down, you got a little break. Maybe it's time for you time. Usually this is when I hit my morning routine because 7 o'clock isn't the most popular time to train people. So I might hit my recovery run. I might hit my sauna session, my prayer time, reading time, writing time, connection time. And then it's time to gear up again. You got another 8 o'clock session coming in. I'm a big group trainer. If you're private training, it's still going to apply. Same thing. You still need energy no matter what. Honestly, sometimes with one-on-one, you need more energy, just to be honest, because you have to be fully engaged with that person through the whole session. So you got a big group coming in at 8 o'clock. You got to bring your A game again, turn on your performance mode. You got to greet people. You got to be excited. You got to be in tune and present with them. And it's a ton of cueing and a ton of coaching and a ton of energy. You go through that whole session. You get a 5-minute break. Here comes 9:05, another big group. Got to get ready again. Third group, maybe 70 people already you've seen and talked to, you said their name. Most important thing is you need to know their name. That's what people care about. They care that you care. More than anything, guys, it's not even about training. They care that you care about them. And when they come here, they want to belong to a community that makes them feel loved. The training will take care of itself. The workouts will take care of themselves. So after that session now, it's about 10:05. 10:15, because guess what? After the workouts, you got to connect with people. You got to wrap up. You got to clean up 15 to 30 minutes. And that's why we'll talk about how 1 hour is not 1 hour. And then you might get this little midday break. That's usually when I take my midday break. But guess what? Everyone thinks it's awesome to have that midday break. It's not the best thing in the world because you don't ever shut down. You know you have to come back in the afternoon for more training. So you kind of have to stay on a little bit. You can't plan too much. And then during the midday break, guess what you're doing? Admin work. Lots of communication, emails, texts, phone calls, social media, marketing, banks, books, bills. There's a lot that it takes. Whether you're just a trainer, you still own a business, even if you don't have a facility. And the business side is the side that not many people learn about. And that's the hard side. If you want to own a facility, get ready, because there's even more. So then you have to come back in the afternoon, because guess what? People train in the morning and they train in the afternoons. So now if you're coming back in the afternoon, you got to get your energy back up. I train a lot of kids. So instead of doing too many more adult classes in the afternoon, I've got kids classes now. And you've got to have even more energy for kids. So 4 o'clock, they come strolling in, the little kids, they're fired up from being in school right now. In the summer, you get to do it during the day. In the school year, you're in the afternoon. You got to get your energy up again. Make sure the gym's ready. Make sure you're engaged with them. You communicate even more. A lot of redirection with little kids. And then that session ends, five minute break. Next session comes in. You got another group of 10 to 15 kids, older kids now. A little bit better. Still need a lot of redirection. More specific, sort of more technical training. Fun though. Love it, but you need a lot of energy. You wrap up with those kids. Here we go at 6:30 p.m. Here comes your last adult class. For me, that last group of adults coming in, another huge group. They just came in after a long day. They're kind of tired too, but guess what? They're coming in to be in a gym that brings them some energy, gives them some connection and community time. So you got to be ready. You got to greet them. You got to be excited. You got to be engaged. You run them through that workout. You wrap it up at about 7:45 after connecting with them, cleaning the gym. Now you can shut those doors, lock up, and you're walking out at 8 p.m. to finish that split shift. That's a typical day in the life. There's so much more, but let's walk through these three main points that I want to talk to you about, because you want to have your own business so you can be in control of your life. And it is amazing. And there's a lot of perks. And over the years, you fine-tune it and make it even better. But at first, you need to know that when you're building up clientele as a trainer, you're going to be doing hours that you don't really want to do, because that's when you're going to get people, and you kind of have to take them on so you can start building that trust and credibility and building your business. Two things that kill trainers is that split schedule, and you realize that 1 hour doesn't equal an hour. So split schedules, I kind of talked to you about it. You go morning, you go night, you got this midday break, but you're always on. And it feels like a 16-hour day no matter what. So you just have to be ready for that. Yes, you get to do some stuff during the day. If you don't have a family, it's a little bit easier. You can probably rest, run errands. But if you have a family, you're running your family life. But you're constantly switching gears. And think about it. If you're doing four, five split shifts a week when I first started, it just feels like you're always working. It starts to wear you out. Over time, you have to slowly get away from that. You have to start dictating your schedule, and you can once you build up enough clientele. And so what you might do is you might get morning shift one day and then chunk it up afternoon the next day. It's more efficient, way more efficient for your time and energy. Rare is it if you can only work mornings. I know people that do it though. It's possible. But I guess what I'm saying is in the training world, you just have to be ready, because there's probably going to be some afternoons you have to do. I've been doing this for more than 10 years and I still have to do afternoons. But quickly, you try to get away from split schedules, in my opinion, as fast as possible. You think that it's great to make $65 a session for private training, for example. Awesome, right? But you have to remember that 1 hour is not just 1 hour. You can't just train 8 people back to back for 8 hours a day. Your energy will plummet. You'll never be able to keep up that pace. And what happens is there's before the workout, there's after the workout. There's prep time. There's creation time. There's that cleanup time. There's that connection time. So when someone comes in for a workout, it's usually not just 1 hour, because you were already doing stuff beforehand to get ready. If it's a group setting, same thing. You had a lot of stuff to prepare. So you have to factor that in. Private training, in my opinion, takes so much more energy, because when people come to you, they're paying a high price point, and they expect to have access to you all the time. So they're emailing you, texting you, constantly asking you questions. And in a way, they kind of do have a right to get that access. But whoa, if you don't manage it, you're going to be spending a lot of time on top of those sessions. And that hour, let's say this, it's going to be 90 minutes. We always say it's about 90 minutes to 2 hours for every hour. So if I'm training 26 groups a week, which is a ton, that's a full-time job right there. Because of how much time it's going to take before and after that session. And you just have to be aware of that. Because now you think $65 an hour is so good. Or if you're group training, yeah, you can make up to $200 to $400 an hour and it's so good, right? But you're not training 8 hours straight. And you got to factor that in. It spreads out. So not everyone wants to pay that much money too. That's why I'm a huge fan of small group and small or big group training. It's a win-win. Better, I guess, price point for the client, and then maximizes your time better. You can make more for that hour, and you can work less hours. So anyways, I just want you to know that. I never knew how much time it took until that screen time app became available on our phone, and you could see how many hours a day you're texting and emailing and Facebooking and marketing. That's when it blew my mind how much communication it takes to be a trainer, and especially to own a gym. It's a lot of answering questions, details and education, marketing never stops. You're constantly evolving and sharing what's new. And look, people don't always have time to read or catch it the first time around, and they need lots of reminders. You can send out a text, an email, a post. You can tell them in class, and you still have to give them reminders because somebody didn't hear it. All right, so anyways, just know that, guys. Just know that. There's bank stuff you have to do when you own a business, whether you're a private trainer or own a facility, whatever you do, rent it out. There's communication, there's marketing, you're constantly reinventing and rebuilding, and it all adds up. Okay, you might think that you're making a lot of money as well, but you got to remember the overhead of some of those things I just said. If you have a facility, or you're going to rent out a facility for sure, or someone's space, there's overhead. Do you have a website? There's overhead. Are you swiping credit cards? There's fees. We spend $1,000 a month just on swiping credit cards. Just from having that site to swipe credit cards, that's how much money we pay in fees. I'm just being real. There's things that you just don't think about, and it adds up and it cuts into what you're making. And the reason why I tell you that is this. You have to charge your value, and that's going to be hard at first, because you think it's just a training hour, but you have to know all the stuff that goes into it. And this is what makes you realize how valuable you are, because how much time and how much overhead it costs to run this training business, to run this gym, all right? So just make sure you know that. What else is I gonna tell you? It's great to have multiple sources of revenue. That's why I like to work with adults and kids. That's giving away some secrets right there, but it's just the truth. Do private training, do small group training, mix it up, do big group training and see what you can do. Have multiple sources of revenue. Work with different age groups. I think it's better to be a generalist than a specialist. It's hard to target just one market. It's hard to get enough to make a great living. And I think when you are kind of a really good general practitioner with some niches, you can maximize a lot better because you can get multiple sources of revenue. Okay, final thing, guys. Final thing is this. You want to change the world. And I get it. And I love it. We all do. But people don't always want to change, even if they say they do. Maybe 10%. Oh, my goodness. I know. That sounds crazy. What? 10%? That's just my experience. And I'm not talking about getting into a committed workout routine. A lot of people will do that. But in private training, they'll reschedule and cancel a lot. Be ready for that. That's another energy sucker. But I'm talking about real in-depth change. Like, you know all the stuff you want to teach them about nutrition, about mindset, about eating, about sleeping, about drinking water, about sleeping. Guess what? Not everyone is going to apply everything you teach them. Because people think that working out is the number one way to get in great shape. It's usually the easiest habit for them to get into. Nutrition, you know, mindset, you know, is super hard. And so what happens is you're so passionate, you're teaching them everything, and very few people are going to apply it. And they're even going to tell you, hey, you know what? I just don't want to give that up. I want to change, but basically what they're saying is I don't want it bad enough. I don't want to do whatever it takes to get there. And that can be frustrating because it takes so much discipline and hard work. You pour your heart and soul to people. You might help people transform so amazing, lose 30 pounds in 90 days, and then all of a sudden they give up and they go back to their old ways because bad habits are hard to change, and you're going to take it personal. Here's what I've learned. I've done it. I've been there. I used to get so frustrated. It burned me out. It burns out a lot of trainers, but you can't take it personal. At the end of the day, your job is to expose people to the experience and the education. Your job is not to change them. They're going to be the ones that have to engage and execute. And ultimately, you know how I feel, God is going to be who changes them. So you care, but you don't care. You got to have fun. You just got to love it. You are there to be a resource, and then do the best you can and don't take it personal. Don't get fired up. Some people are going to be so refreshing because they're going to just be the gamers and apply everything you say. Let them rejuvenate you. And I always am real with people. I'm like, if you want to ultimately change your life all around, sign up for 10 years because that's how long it's going to take. It's going to take time. We see people make great strides and then the next year make even more strides and then the next year make even more strides and keep chipping away at those bad habits. And before you know it, you look back and you're like, don't forget where you came from. And those are the stories that keep you super excited and energized to want to do this all the time. And I just want you to armor up and know this. That's all. You don't change people. You're just there to be the catalyst. All right. I say all that. I finally just want to finish with this. It's always going to work on you. You have to practice what you preach. So you're going to get sucked in if you want to own a gym, if you want to own your own training business. You're going to get sucked in to where the business is going to control you. You're going to have to figure out how to get out of that phase as fast as possible. I don't think there's any way to avoid it. At first, it's just going to happen. We had no business experience. We learned everything the hard way. It was the best way, but it takes a lot of time, energy, and effort. And you got to figure out how to own the business, how to run the business so you're not just owning a job. Do you know what I mean? Like you're not just working your life away and there's no freedom. You got to figure out how to build in those perks of the extra time, of the great schedule, of the balance of up and down, maybe hard one day, back off another day. And you got to make sure you're practicing what you preach. You're doing your own workouts. They need to see that. You do the workouts that you tell them to do. Really, you need to be training people the way you personally train, in my opinion. That's what's powerful. You need to eat right. If you're telling them to eat right, you better eat right. If you're worn out all the time, you better figure out how to reduce stress and get more sleep and recovery. There were periods of time where I looked disgusting. I was so worn out. My eyes were so baggy. I was getting sick all the time. There's no way people were going to listen to me if I stayed like that. I had to fix my life and show them how to be the example, because you cannot tell someone to do something but then not do it yourself. And it's going to be so much work to keep working on your own education. Don't ever think you know it, because you don't. There's always ways to change. Over 10 years later, I still change my training style, change my philosophies, and try to evolve. It's the only way to stay in the game and keep things refreshing and keep creating that wow factor for people. So whether it's certs, reading books, educational coaching groups, just constant trial and error, stay humble enough to listen, change, pivot, and evolve. And then I think you can stay away from that trap of the 90% of trainers and gym owners that will quit within 2 years. I think if you know this, you can apply a different mindset and you can be the one that makes it and makes it successfully. It's not going to be easy by any means, and you just need to know that. That's the only reason why I wanted to share this today, because it always sounds like sunshine and rainbows to own your own company, but it's just really, really challenging, especially when it's a service provider like a trainer and you're billing for that hour. You got to be smart and be efficient. Anyways, that's all I want to share with you today. Keep up the passion. Keep up the drive. I think there's going to be a part two, because there's a lot of other things I talk to young trainers about and students that want to get into the training world. So I'll map those out, piece those together, and stay tuned. Looking forward to that. Keep checking out ChristianMensHealth.com, FMUFitness.com, and just remember, guys, when you get into this field, it's not about you, but it starts with you. Have a great day.